Armed American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearm Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
I have been waiting for this all day long, all week, but make no mistake, this show is going to kick it today. I promise you, you have my word. If you are tuned in on one of hundreds of radio stations around the country live, it is 6 minutes after the hour. Boy, I got to tell you what, buckle in today. Buckle in. Been waiting for this show all week long. Always wait for the Monster Cast on Sunday, but good heavens, this is going to be a good one. You'll know why in just a second, because my opening segment is going to be about an entity that I love to hate. All right, so let me just start by saying welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the Carr Arms, the Carr Firearms Studios, on the Lead Slingers microphone. I am, of course, Mark Walters, and I will be filling your prescription for freedom over hundreds of radio stations and hundreds of cities across the nation today. All of it made possible, not only today, but Monday through Friday on the weekday show, 6 days per week, busting out facts and the truth about the right to bear arms by X Insurance. More about that later. So welcome aboard. Let's get started. The media. The big, bad, freedom-hating, Democrat Party, socialist wing, propaganda wing, now positioning themselves as the arbiter of all things truth and fact. I have never in all of my years of studying the media seen anything like this. For years, and I mean years, and I want you to walk with me here. Think back. When I say years, think back. Go back years. If you're old enough, go back to Cronkite. Go back years. These frauds have been pontificating, and really the term is gaslighting. I'm going to put this together for you. This is really something. But they've been gaslighting you for years into believing that they are some nonpartisan, objective journalists out to give you the facts and nothing but the facts, ma'am. Remember that? And for years, that gaslighting has worked. But first, let's start with, you know what gaslighting is? Let's go there. Gaslighting came out of a movie that was made in 1940, 1941 through 44, somewhere in there, about a play made in 1938. Okay, it's a term used by mental health professionals, frankly, to describe manipulative behavior. I'm quoting now from Merriam-Webster. Manipulative behavior used to confuse people into thinking that their reactions are so off base that they're nuts. They're nuts. You sit there and you think the mainstream press, I mean, they keep telling us that they're not biased. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm wrong. Have you ever felt that way? You probably have. You've been gaslighted. Now, think about it in those terms as we continue here for the remainder of this segment. They've been gaslighting you, making you believe something that isn't, okay? In this case, objective journalists out to give you the facts. They've been telling you that, and it's worked for a long time. So, as I said, it's this manipulative, think of Katie Couric. These are two folks, two glaring examples of fraudulent fakes that have been denying their bias for years, for years. Katie Couric was on Bill Maher's show just the other day, just going off on Donald Trump. I mean, and think about all the time she's come off to you as a mainstream journalist. She's a fraud and a fake. And those of us who followed what she did to the Virginia Citizens Defense crew, a VCDL crew a couple of years ago, you know exactly what I'm talking about with the B-roll editing and the manipulation. She got busted and had to apologize. These people are all fake. But they gaslight. And those two are prime examples, glaring examples that have been denying that bias for years. And then more recently, think of people like Acosta. He's a good one. And then, of course, there's just too many others to mention. But you get the idea of what I'm talking about. And for a long time, that gaslighting, as I said, it has worked. I mean, all these journalists are saying the same thing, right? Maybe I'm nuts. I mean, no matter where I turn, I'm hearing the same crap. Maybe the NRA really is a terrorist organization. I mean, could it be me? But before you get real and figure out what's happening around you, and that's what eventually happens, they've already lit you up. And it's intentional. But as technology and 24-hour media news, and I say that with air quotes, as these cycles begin to shine a light on these phonies, they went into overdrive, didn't they? And at some point in time, and it's been over the previous 4 years, they decided that hiding their bias was no longer necessary. Why bother? They are so powerful, in their own minds at least, that hear what I'm saying. Let me emphasize this properly. They're so powerful in their own minds that trying to make you think something that isn't is. Are you following me? Are you walking with me? It's no longer necessary to try to do that anymore. They're outright going to tell you how to think. They're going to reprogram you, or they're going to cancel your tail if you don't fall into line. AOC is a prime example. The white supremacist cause is futile. She's talking about all Trump supporters. This is prime example of gaslighting. It's nihilist, she says. Their world will never exist. That's why we're seeing violence right now, she said. Forget the BLM Antifa violence that went on all summer. She she praised it. She said, we have to pick up these pieces. That's what she said. She said that we have to de-radicalize brainwashed adherents. There are people who are radicalized right now, she said. It's going to take a very long time to de-radicalize these people and a lot of effort. This isn't a problem that does go away on January 20th. We need to double, triple, or quadruple the funding on these programs. She is talking about deprogramming you, half the country. And you know what? She's got the support of the mainstream press. In other words, they're not going to try to convince you. They're just going to convince you and tell you what is. It's the ultimate form of gaslighting. Knowing you're seeing something that doesn't seem right, being told something entirely different across multiple platforms that all fits the same narrative in violation of what you're actually seeing, and doing it over and over and over and over. Think Joseph Goebbels. Tell a lie long enough, and they begin to believe it. The ultimate brainwash. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe am I a white supremacist? You need to be alert now more than you have ever been before. This type of activity, this un-American activity, is garbage, but it's very real, and it is incredibly dangerous. And millions of Americans will fall for it. Now, this is going to come back to haunt them in the long run. But for now, get ready for the worst media manipulation of the facts this country has ever seen in its history. And you know where it starts? With you as a gun owner. Let's examine how. Take the Boston Globe headline from January 14th. Maybe you saw this, maybe you didn't. I don't even have to go into the column, although it's a great read. I would recommend it. Here's the headline. The gun nuts who stormed the Capitol proved that gun control works. What? Read the sentence a few times. First, it wasn't a pro-gun rally, but it was now. It is now. They've created that narrative already, haven't they? And no pro-gun individual that I know has praised the actions of rioters. Not one. No group, no organization, nobody. Not one. And number two, they're tying it all to gun control, how gun control works. Call you nuts, make you something out to be what you're not, and then tie you to something else, and this media is created across the spectrum. The correlation is the forming of the narrative, and it's happening across all major media spectrums, tying gun nuts. That's you and me to the socialists. We're all something, racist, white supremacists, gun nut freaks. All the socialists are tying us together, aren't they? We're all insurrectionists. Here's how they do it. First, these charlatans decide which direction they want to lead the public. They create the narrative around that, and they feed it to the public through multiple outlets and platforms. In this case, legacy mainstream television, 24-hour cable hacks, MSDNC, CNN, and to a large extent now what's left of Fox News, and some social engineering through huge tech social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Apple, Google, all feeding from the same narrative trough. Toss in a little Bloomberg money handling the bullet points for them. Every town for gun safety. Gun lobby uses conspiracy theories to shore up laws that allow easy access to weapons. Guns are now the tools of the trade, armed and dangerous. How the gun lobby enshrines guns as tools of the extreme right. This is how they create the narrative. And across all these platforms I mentioned before, feeding from the same trough with the same political ideology, all of them, now in charge of all three levers of power, wielding tremendous, virtually unchecked power, and you're about to become a victim of the greatest gaslighting story ever told in American history. You must be awake now more than ever before in order to counteract the very powerful forces getting ready to come after your mental stability. In an effort to literally wipe your beliefs, your history, your ideologies, your traditions, everything you've known about your country and its place in the world right off the map. You staying awake is the only defense we have that we can hit them right square at the ballot box until we can do that. And I can hear some of you screaming now. That's no longer even a guarantee. I hear some of you. Prepare yourselves. It's going to get bad. Alan Gottlieb next.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, Carr Firearm Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone, all this being presented to you today by X Insurance. Take a listen to this before we go to our guest, and I want to get his commentary on how I opened up the program and what we can look at going forward, because no one knows more than Mr. Gottlieb. But take a listen to this. Armed protests, a resurgent white supremacist movement, anti-government militias organizing, conspiracy theories brought to the mainstream, purposeful showing of distrust in political institutions. The United States currently faces a confluence of dangerous challenges caused by groups and individuals on the extreme right. Gun rights fanaticism is the common denominator among all these challenges. Having tracked the gun lobby, in particular the NRA, for years, Every Town for Gun Safety Support Fund in this report examines the role of the gun lobby in exposing broader audiences to the potentially radicalizing message of the far right. Alan Gottlieb, welcome to the program, my friend. We have our work cut out for us over at least the next 2 years, no doubt the next four, but this is going to be a mess. I'd like to know what you think about my suggestion that the media is getting ready to gaslight us like never before, sir.
Well, I think the media has telegraphed that. Everything you said is true and factual. And to add to it, I guess I could say, Every Town statements in the media there, then no one in the media that I know of, or any outlet that covered this, none of them came to anybody who was responsible in the gun rights movement for a comment. They pretended no one else existed. It was only, you know, the anti-gunners screaming at how we're extremists. Never came to us to defend ourselves against the charges. They ignored us completely. Just like Friday, when the Second Amendment Foundation filed a lawsuit, which we'll talk about in a minute, all the media totally ignored it. All the media that called us, all they wanted to talk about was the NRA filing bankruptcy. Right. They didn't want to talk about the gun rights movement on the offensive fighting back. You know, they just wanted to put us in the most extremely bad light they could put us in. And that's what we're dealing with. So if we talk about gaslighting, they just proved it again Friday.
It's a miserable, heinous, hideous thing to do. But rest assured, they're going to. And of course, that's what we refer to as a lie of omission. Just don't even talk to them. And they're non-existent. Don't even ask for their opinion. It just shut them out entirely, just the ultimate form of censorship, in addition to that term gaslighting, which has been around for a long time, but it is really glaringly evident in today's media. All right. So I think we're in agreement there that we're getting ready. My suggestion was, Alan, and I would like any addition that you can make to it, really the only defense we have against this is to be extremely well-informed and to be awake at all times. We have to question everything. There's no reason. I have no reason to believe anything that comes from the press at this stage of the game. Never did before. Why would I now? So knowing that, what else can you suggest that we can use as a defense against this mechanism we know is going to be attacking us for the next few years?
Well, listen to shows like Armed American Radio to get facts and information. Go to gun rights websites on the internet. While social media is trying to shut us out, there's still an awful lot of good information that our people get to post on social media, and there's still ways to find things out and get the truth of what's going on. So it's being, you know, engaged, informed, and active.
And it's across all platforms as well, too. Obviously, you wouldn't recommend. I've seen a lot of people say, that's it. I'm done with Twitter. I'm off of Facebook. I'm out. Do you recommend that now, or do you recommend, say, see, I like being on the platforms and kind of using them against themselves as long as they'll have me, right?
Well, I guess I'm sick of them. I don't really want to support them, but at this juncture, be cutting my nose off despite my face.
Right.
So what I'm doing is I'm getting involved in all the alternative, social media platforms that are out there, but at the same time, sticking with Facebook and trying to use it to my advantage, letting people know, hey, these other platforms are out there. And we go to Facebook and tell them, hey, I'm now also on this other platform too. And here's how you get there. Come meet me, be my friend or my contact.
Yeah, it's a little bit of Schadenfreude, right? To be using Twitter to tell them to visit you at Parler. Parler is partway back up, by the way. I'm noticing that their website is back up and their CEO is making some comments on there. So stick around. You never know what's going to happen. And at some point in time, listener, I tell you, and viewers too, if you're watching the show on Facebook and YouTube through multiple outlets, at some point in time, some brilliant individual out there is going to create something that's going to make themselves very wealthy and it will be an aside to what we currently have. That will happen. It's just a matter of who, what, when, and where that platform will be. But that person is out there. All right, Alan. We talked about where do you want to go first? The elephant in the room, which is the NRA. You want to knock that out of the park right now and then come back and talk about some of the great lawsuits we've got. Why don't we do that? Is that fair?
Whatever you'd like to go. It's your show. That's why it's called Mark Walters on the Radio. Go for it.
Let's do the National Rifle Association, as we talked about privately. You know, the NRA, you know, is out there now with the bankruptcy deal. The SAF has got lawsuits going on that I think are much more important stories, I believe. But this NRA one is getting a ton of media attention. Can you tell us specifically what's happening? And I've read the same things you have. But put it in perspective for us. What are they doing? Is this a strategy thing? Does this thing have legs? What's going on here?
Well, I'm going to take the NRA at their word, saying that they filed the bankruptcy proceedings in court in Texas, trying to get out of the lawsuits against them in New York. They've said that, so I believe that's fundamentally what's behind it. Now, what's confusing to me is when they say they filed for bankruptcy and that they're still financially stable. You know, it's hard to be bankrupt and financially stable at the same time. And when you say your purpose is to get out of litigation in New York, where you're being, you know, accused of wrongdoing, so to speak, not just the NRA, but also some key people at the NRA, it leads me to wonder, you know, what's going on. Also, what's interesting is because I was reading this in some bankruptcy website for bankruptcy law that you have to be tied to the jurisdiction you're filing bankruptcy in for a period of at least 180 days before you file bankruptcy. The NRA set up a dummy for-profit corporation in Texas so they could file in Texas, but the dummy profit corporation was filed up in November, not 180 days out. I don't know if this is going to stick. I have a feeling what's going to happen is it's going to boomerang and the bankruptcy courts will say, okay, you filed for bankruptcy. Now we're transferring it to the Southern District of New York, where the Attorney General of New York is, and now argue it out in bankruptcy court in New York. The other problems I'm seeing with this is it's a little bit aside from the optics being really ugly and bad and being used against us by the media and you know anti-gun groups. What's interesting with it is that the bankruptcy court now could technically remove leadership at the NRA. It could put in a special master or overseer to determine the NRA's fate. The exact kind of things that the Attorney General of New York was screaming for to begin with, they would have to get litigated in court. Now a bankruptcy court judge actually has the power and authority to do some of that. I don't know if this is good or bad, but the risk factor when you open your things up to bankruptcy and all now, you know, the bankruptcy court now and creditors as well as members, as well as opponents. I mean, every town now has the right to go in and look at every financial document the NRA has because it's now all under public disclosure when you file bankruptcy. I don't know if this is a good idea or not. I see a lot of pitfalls to it. And, of course, the media perspective and the optics of this don't help us all. You know, at a time when you have the Biden administration and, you know, coming after us with the House, the Senate, and having the optics in the NRA, not good news for the gun rights movement.
When we come back, we'll talk with Alan about what they're going to be coming at us with and a huge new lawsuit by the Second Amendment Foundation. But this thing with the NRA, it's ugly all the way around. It's just another rock in the saddle to weigh the horse down. We'll be back right after this with Alan Gottlieb.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Andy Hoosier, man. KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker. We love you at KQAM. Lots of fans at KQAM. Here's one for you. Andy doesn't even know this yet, but if I have my way, Andy will be sitting in the seat for me on Thursday as I will be traveling with X Insurance to bring you tons of interviews from Thursday through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at an event we're doing together. I'll talk more about that later in the broadcast as I tell you where to go, because you can go too if you want. And I'll give you all the details on that in just a few moments. Before we go back to Mr. Gottlieb, there's something I want to point out. During the break, this was sent to me. It was a tweet that was sent to me by email from someone who was listening to the show, whom I know very well. Said, you might want to see this from Soledad O'Brien. Soledad O'Brien, you know, an unbiased, it's laughable. She's cute though. Friend call. This is a tweet she put out 32 minutes ago of Soledad O'Brien. You remember her, the not so unbiased journalist. Let me put it that way. Friend called, black guy, doctor, heading south from Connecticut to Florida. Tells me he was checking into a Courtyard Marriott in Virginia, and he was advised a big rowdy group has checked in. Do not stay here for his safety. Keep driving. That's from Soledad O'Brien. No other context. No, nothing. Just that. Implication? Everybody's a racist. Now, I want to point this out before I go to Alan, because Rachel Maddow, by the way, pushed Russia hoax and got filthy rich off of it for four solid years, at least 3 years anyway. She has suffered zero consequences for doing so. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the program, my friend.
Good to be back, Mike.
Okay, let's go now to new lawsuits. Let's move on. Unless you want to exclamation point anything from the previous segment, feel free. Otherwise, we'll go on to the BATF.
No, I want to talk about SAP's newest lawsuit because I love it.
You know what? This is the one, ladies and gentlemen, that you heard Alan mention. He kind of teased it a couple weeks ago that we had a big one coming, and I was unaware of it until just a couple days ago. But Second Amendment Foundation sues BATFE, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Expletives, what I call them, over arm brace APA violations. Alan, this is a big deal for a lot of reasons and a big suit for SAF. Tell us about it.
It is. I've worked on this one for the last couple of weeks, day and night, Joe, putting this together with some really great plaintiffs. And I'm really excited about this one. But I think what I need to do is give your listeners a little bit of background on this. We all know about it last December, the ATF coming out with a comment period to reclassify arm braces. And it got in a little bit of trouble for it. And that's what is the impetus for the lawsuit. But there's a historical background to this that's really important. As you know, Mark, arm braces are accessories that are originally developed for disabled persons to stabilize pistols and shotguns against users' arms for safety and accuracy. And, you know, and over 2 million, many of your listeners, arm braces have been sold in the U.S., and they're in common use by both disabled and non-disabled people. Well, in 2014, the ATF issued a private classification letter. Now, they don't put this on their website. They don't make it public, but somebody, you know, asked them a question, and they issue a letter. And for that person, they can abide, you know, by what that letter says, so to speak. But nobody else sort of knows about it, which violates the American Procedures Act and other federal laws as well on how agencies operate and work. Well, this letter stated that a Gun Control Act firearm equipped with an arm brace is not subject to a firearm. It's not subject as a firearm under the National Firearms Act. Then in 2015, they gave somebody else an open letter where they abruptly reversed that position and announced that using an arm brace on the shoulder converts a Gun Control Act firearm into a small barrel rifle subject to National Firearms Act control, or basically makes it into a weapon where you have to have a $200 tax stamp. The 2015 letter imposes new restrictions and requirements on firearms in common use by millions of law-abiding Americans. Those new registration requirements imposed by the 2015 open letter, which nobody knew about because it was not made public, really, were not authorized by Congress, first of all. They failed to provide fair notice of what is prohibited. They violated the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, and they infringed on 2A protections by significantly delaying time for SBR approvals. The 2015 open letter was also unlawful because ATF published it without complying with the Administrative Procedures Act notice and comment requirements. Then, as we all know, in December 2020, just a month ago, ATF published a notice in the Federal Register to further impose the new NFA controls issued under the 2015 letter. ATF issued the notice over the holiday period between Hanukkah through Christmas and New Year's, which is 17 days for public comment. The notice listed vague and subjective factors ATF claims may subject a firearm with an arm brace to NFA control. The public submitted over 70,000 comments, almost all opposing what they wanted to do to the notice, and ATF was forced to withdraw temporarily the notice when the Justice Department told them they didn't really comply with the act. Well, Second Amendment Foundation fully expects the ATF to republish its notice under the Biden administration, which has already telegraphed and said that they're going to be using, from day one, executive orders and administrative actions to curtail, gun ownership. So they telegraphed that. We know that's going to happen. We filed this suit, and it's a shot across the bow, so to speak, of Biden's new ship of state to let them know we're watching every single executive order and administrative action that his agencies propose and try to put across. This lawsuit, which really is great, as it's filed by Second Amendment Foundation, has additional plaintiffs, Rainier Arms, who sells an awful lot of these arm braces, and two disabled members of Second Amendment Foundation, and we seek transparency into ATF's rulemaking on arm braces. Specifically, the lawsuit asks the court to a court to issue an order that ATF violated the Americans, the act on how they're supposed to put legislation together, as well as the American Rehabilitation Act and the Second Amendment. And we want those 70,000 published comments that were submitted and now are sort of like in la-la land to be counted, as well as we want 60 days notice of any public comment that they ask for again in the future without violating lower court order, demanding that, as well as our legal fees. Now, what's really great, Mark, I'd just love to do this, are two individual plaintiffs. This is really very, very special for us because the people we have as plaintiffs, one is a disabled veteran, Mr. Wiley, who is distinguished, as an Army veteran who suffered traumatic injury while serving in Afghanistan in 2012. He was wounded by an improvised explosive device that resulted in partial amputation of his right leg, his left arm, and salvaged a left leg limb. He needs the arm brace to stabilize firearms when he shoots. Our other plaintiff, Mr. Green, is a police officer in Texas who suffered a line-of-duty injury resulting in permanent nerve damage to his right hand. He also needs the arm brace to stabilize firearms while he's shooting. We have great plaintiffs. We have great issues. We're going to win this suit, and in the interim, it's going to make the ATF back off from issuing any new regulations because while they're being sued in court, it'd be very stupid for them to try and do anything else. And it's a shot again across the bow of Biden's ship of state so that they know, in fact, when they try to use the executive orders and administrative issues that they try to push, that we're right there on their tail in court.
Wow. The only thing I could do right now is ask my producer in Dallas if we can somehow back the clock up a little bit, Greg, because I could use another hour with Mr. Gottlieb on what we just heard. Unfortunately, time is going to get a hold of us here, Alan. But there were two things that I took away from this, actually three. Number one is that you mentioned 2014 in a private classification letter. And that right there is where most of this stems from, is the ATF gets away with this stuff because it was private. Nobody knows this goes on. They just do this. This is why this is called a rogue agency, number one. Number two, the timing of this. I'll just use these two. The reason they pulled it, remember, it was the Trump Justice System, Trump Justice Department. And we all know, as you said, what's getting ready to happen. And here you jump in and intercede in this. So when you put all these ingredients in the pot, the ATF is just a recipe for disaster. This looks like it could be the one ingredient that stops them from tasting what comes out of that pot. When we come back, I want to get a little bit more detail and some response to that from Alan about the ATF in general, because this whole thing stinks, and this is exactly why you need to join the SAF at saf.org. It's suits like this. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb. Don't go away.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed. Let me move over to some comments about what you just heard Alan Gottlieb mention on my comment page. Or if you're watching the show on Facebook or through the multiple streams, we're restreaming it on YouTube and Facebook, by all means, go over and check it out. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, YouTube over at Mark Walters, put in parentheses Armed American Radio. Scroll down. You'll find me down there. Some great comments for Alan. I want you to hear these. That says, boy, I'll tell you, I've got a couple questions for you, too, from guests as well. Thank you, Alan, Dye says. Thank you, Alan, and the SAF. Our friend Rob Pincus says, this is an outstanding proactive lawsuit. Thumbs up. Jason Reeves says, God bless you, Alan, and those plaintiffs and SAF. And Vern Mininger reminds us, as a member of GRNC, USCCA, SAF, and others, and NRA, make sure your money goes to someone that is fighting for you in the trenches. Dye says, so happy to be a member of SAF and pay my dues and help with the budget. David Wiedenman says, Alan, great info. Unbelievable. What the hell is going on with the ATF? And then Jason says, once I get my first paycheck, you can bet I'm getting my life membership at SAF, and on and on and on. Brian says, and this is why SAF needs our funding for the work they do on our behalf. And just one right after the other, Alan. And then Mark Grothy asks the following question, and it's a good one. Mark, please ask Alan why they didn't cite the ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act, in the suit. And I'm going to ask one further. Or did you?
Our attorneys couldn't find a hook to really do it. The problem is where the ADA is written, it doesn't necessarily give us a hook on this. But the American Rehabilitation Act of 1973, it does violate for products and things that rehabilitate people who have disabilities. So it can't be under the ADA directly, but the Rehabilitation Act allows us to do it, which is almost one and the same, but we have good case law there where we don't have it under ADA.
No doubt that if Alan, believe me, they've researched this, Mark. That's a great question. And because I haven't read the whole suit. Yeah, it is. And because I haven't read the whole suit, I really was not in a position. So I appreciate you asking it so that we could ask Alan that, because it would seem to make sense. Now you have an answer for Mr. Gottlieb. Alan, let me go back,
Mark,
now. Because
wait, before
go
you
ahead,
do,
please,
one of your other people asked a question that what the hell is going on at ATF.
And that was my next question for you.
Okay, well, I preempted you. I apologize.
No, that's good. Go ahead.
Okay. You referenced that it was the Trump Justice Department that shut down the December action that ATF was taking on this, and that was correct. The people told them it was illegal, and you had to withdraw it. But we know they're going to put it back in as soon as the Biden Justice Department is in place. Mm-hmm. The problem we have here is also named as a defendant in our suit, aside from ATF, is the acting director Regina Lombardo. She's a career bureaucrat. I mentioned on your show before, who's been there forever, holdover from the Obama administration. Trump couldn't get rid of her because she's this career bureaucrat. They tried to get a permanent director through the Senate. They weren't able to, so she was able to hang around, and she's sort of in charge here. I mean, what she's trying to do, she's met with the Biden transition team, and she's trying to wiggle her way into getting the nomination to be the permanent director of ATF. Hence, she was carrying Biden's water when she did this in December, prior to the Justice Department slapping her down a bit. So she's also named as a defendant. Our hope is here that she's found, that this was an illegal act, mm-hmm, as well, which will then stop the U.S. Senate from confirming her when Biden probably, makes her nomination.
All right. So, listeners, what you just heard, essentially, let me put it this way, because I was getting ready to go there with Alan, was in the way I would have phrased this regarding Lombardo, is that she was essentially saying, look at me, look at me. I'm anti-gun. Pick me, wasn't she?
She most definitely was. She's also, to our belief is she's been meeting with anti-gun groups to do all this. And now that we file this lawsuit and discovery, we're going to find out all the information, all the text messages, all the emails, all the meetings that have taken place between her and all the anti-gun groups in the country, and we're going to expose it.
Well, Sherry McCullough Rao, I want to thank you on live radio today across the country on nearly 250 radio stations. As you watch the program, who just said, just joined SAF. Sherry, that's
and Alan says
huge.
Thank you.
Alan Gottlieb, the founder, says thank you directly to you, boy. Alan, this is, I got to go back to when you're talking about the Administrative Procedures Act and you file, this is a violation of the Administrative Procedures Act. To me, I think what's scarier than almost anything I heard from this is that the ATF in 2014 does these things privately. No one knows about these things. And then they come out and they issue another ruling. They issue another ruling. These become law. I have to abide by this stuff with zero legislative acts of Congress. How does the ATF get away with this? And what's going to stop them with Lombardo saying, ooh, I win under a Biden administration?
Well, you're right. None of this is authorized by Congress. What happens is the agencies get to make rules and regulations, but they can only go so far with them. When they're doing this, they're stepping outside any laws that were passed by Congress, and they really can't do it. They've gotten away with it in the past because it's secrecy. There's no transparency. Somebody gets a letter, but nobody else knows about it. And then, two people get two different things. Two letters conflict with what they say. They make no sense. They're arbitrary. They're capricious. They're contradictory. And we're going to now maybe get a court to hold ATF, responsible under the law, mm-hmm, and make them act in according to laws passed by Congress, some of which we don't necessarily support. But the bottom line is we can't have a rogue agency running wild. And then hopefully this is going to stop that and help protect gun rights in America.
When you have a rogue agency running wild doing this kind of stuff behind the backs of the American people, with a woman running it, as we just saw Lombardo is not only capable of but fully willing to do, along with an administration that I want to let you, that, as you know, has already said in the first 100 days, we're going to do this, 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 and this. And I want to make it very clear. It begins on day one. I tweeted this today, and I quote, from Apple News, this is your big tech here. He pledged to send a bill to Congress repealing liability protections for gun manufacturers on his first day and vowed to eliminate tax cuts passed under Trump in 2017. We're talking about the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. So you've got in conjunction a president willing to use executive action, push Congress to change legislation, and an ATF that's rogue. This is a three-prong recipe for disaster for gun owners, Alan. Tell me I'm wrong, please.
No, unfortunately, you're right. That's why we're pushing very hard for our Second Amendment First Responders Program. As you know, Mark, this week we ran 40 national ads on national television on multiple networks. Well, I got news for your listeners. Next week we're increasing that. We're actually going to be able to run 71 more. So actually 78 more. So we'll be on 119 times in 2 weeks with our Second Amendment First Responder ad, urging people to text PROTECT2A to 474747 and get engaged and involved with us. We're picking up about 5,000 new supporters a day with this on national television, and it's really great. And if I have a minute to tell you a funny story with it, I will.
20 seconds. Go ahead. You got it.
20 seconds. Okay. Some of the time we buy through DirecTV, Dish TV, and cable networks, so we end up airing on places like MSNBC and Bloomberg. They don't get any money from us, and they get a lot of heat from their listeners complaining, and we get a lot of hate mail and emails at our website from anti-gunners upset that we're on national television.
Alan, the best 20 seconds. Thank you very much for giving us the rundown. What an incredible hour of information. Just a wealth of information from Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, a true patriot, the single most powerful man alive fighting for gun rights on our behalf that we can join. It's really simple to do. And I can promise you, as a member of the board of the committee, that the CCRKBA and the SAF board of directors are not sitting on their laurels. We are all working on your behalf and on this program. Tom Gresham's Gun Talk and many, many others. We're going to fight this battle. We're going to win this battle. And we're going to do it together. It's just going to be a long road to hoe. But we will. Freedom will always prevail. Armed American Radio will be back coming up next. The Alan Corwin Experience and AWR Hawkins from Breitbart. Don't go away.
For Freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. On the Armed American Radio Network.